All right, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Wednesday, October 9th, 2024. Good having you with us, as always. First things first, I have some announcements to make. Well, mainly just one. Tomorrow on Thursday, October 10th, there might not be a morning show that day. And the reason is that, I just discovered my new DSP named Trita. She's finally gonna make it, at least we're hoping she will, and what Aunt Lou said was, I know this is all personal, but whatever, we'll just say anyway. She said that, oh, she needs help, so, and since Aunt Lou needs a break, that means I have to help her instead, so Aunt Lou can have a break, so that means I can't do a morning show then as a result, so there you go. So I just wanted to tell you guys that. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway, enough of all that. Let's move on to the weather. I already got pulled up here, so here we go. Well, kind of did, but close enough. Today's weather, I really wish, you know what, it doesn't matter. These ads can get kind of annoying, but whatever. Maybe I should just use the weather app then, but whatever, it doesn't matter. Today's weather, cloudy, high 68. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 43 for Wednesday, October 7th. Current weather, 55 degrees Fahrenheit. We refuse to go metric. Wind, southwest, 1 mile per hour. Wind gusts, 2 miles per hour. Air quality remains fair. It continues to be pleasant this weekend, of course. Okay, at least that's muted, at least. But I'm definitely going to leave it unpaused. You know what? I think I'm just going to use the weather app. Wherever you're at, it's not even here. Oh. Alright, guess we're doing this on the computer then. You know, this stuff always happens to me on the air, you know. Actually, I don't think I've even been on here before. You know, this stuff always happens to me on air, you know. Yeah, the only thing that's showing is my email, which obviously I don't want to show you guys. Oh, boy. Well, I don't know what to say then, guys. Either we deal with commercials, or we just don't have the weather at all then. I guess we'll just skip the weather in this segment then. I don't know what to say then. Not off to a good start, are we? Let's see if I can fix my ad blocker. I know I have it set to block ads. Yeah, it's set to block ads. Not now. I'm not really enjoying it if it ain't doing what I'm telling it to do. Yeah, this is not really becoming what it's supposed to be. Oh, yeah, acceptable ads. I'm going to turn this off. I highly doubt it'll make any difference, though, but I'm pretty sure it will. But, if I want to browse completely ad-free, I can disable the setting at any time. But I think we'll just have to wait for... The weather's probably just going to have to wait till the last segment, guys. I'm sorry. Not off to a good start, are we? I don't even think we're going to have time to read news either while this is waiting to load up. So, I'm just going to set that there. God dang it. Because I don't even think I can access it on my computer either, because I've never been to it. It's probably just going to make me do a general search for it, which obviously is just disgusting in my opinion. Anyway, I don't know what else to do. Again, we're just not doing a morning show tomorrow. I guess I could just tell you my thoughts about the rest of the segment. Tonight I should say, we're doing trivia today. That's nice. I was trying to do some editing on my Linux VM, and apparently it's thinking it's a variable frame rate. One of them it thought was a variable frame rate. I think it thought the title card I did was a variable frame rate. Does this mean I can't have title cards in my videos, or do I have to do them in OpenShot? It was just not happy at all. It forced me to transcode it. I was able to render it anyway, but thought, oh, it's going to be out of sync. Well, guess what? It wasn't. Now, I've been having the baddest luck with Linux OS. Well, I have had the best luck with Windows OS. Sometimes I even have good luck with Mac OS, but as far as Linux is concerned, it's not good luck to me. I just don't really have good luck with Linux. And I know I've said this before, I'm going to say it again, I just don't really recommend Linux, or pretty much open source software in general. It's just not my thing. I do recommend some open source software, but not a whole lot. But as far as Linux is concerned, it's more appropriate for a server environment. But not for a desktop environment, I would say. Unless if you're like a hardcore like developer or whatever, then maybe go for Linux OS or something like that. But if you're just a casual gamer or whatever like I am, or even a hardcore gamer for that matter, well, I mean, I'm not that hardcore, but you get what I'm saying. I do like playing Pal World and stuff like that. Then Windows is the way to go. Anyway, enough of all that. I guess it's 8:08. Time to put our commercial in. Yay. Again, we did not get to read the weather. Well, we kind of did. We at least got to read the current conditions, sort of. So, at least we got to do that. But even then, it was still kind of obnoxious. Anyway, since I was talking about trivia, I guess it seems only fair to put Two Wolves Tap Room in, if I can even find it. It's like, oh, there it is. I'm blind as a bat today, guys. I cannot even find anything today, guys. What is wrong with me? I really need to get my eyes checked. Probably not, but I feel like every time this happens, it feels like, oh, your eyes need to be checked. Well, I think I'm okay. What is this about? Shadow Pokemon. Oh, that's just Pokemon Go. Team Rocket's taking over Pokemon Go for the next few days, guys, so that's fun. Team Go Rocket, that is. But same thing. Music. Go to top 40 here. And we're gonna play, what shall we play? Let's play Cold Heart by Elton John and Dua Lipa. And Heat Waves by Glass Animals. And after that, we'll do Food Talk, I guess. Why not? Anyway, that's it for that. I'm sorry I didn't get to read most of the weather, but at least I got to read the current conditions. And hopefully we'll try to read the rest. I'll probably use the weather app next time, we'll see. But anyway, coming up is Food Talk. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Heat Waves by Glass Animals and Cold Heart, Elton John, Dua Lipa with the PNU remix. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. You know, it's just funny. I was not really paying attention to time, and I just noticed, oh, it's 8:20 a.m. Time for Food Talk. There you go. Anyway, if you're wondering what I was doing, I was reading the stuff about the movie I watched last night, which is called The Wild Robot. And by the way, that was a good movie, by the way. Good movie. You gotta see it. Anyway, enough of all that. It's time for food talk. And I'm gonna read something a little bit different. Very different, actually. it's a quick bread recipe, it looks like, sort of. Yum Yum Chocolate Raisin Bran Bars. Ooh, interesting. It's submitted by Scotty and Callie's mom. Delicious cross between Raisin Bran Bars and brownies. Huh, interesting. There's no photo, but not the end of the world. We can't even show these anyway on the radio. Ready in 50 minutes, it serves 9. There's 8 ingredients, let's read them. You need 3 cups of Raisin Bran cereal. These are in U.S. units, by the way. 1/3 cup of cocoa. 1 1/2 teaspoons of baking powder. 1/4 cup of turbado sugar or 1/4 cup of brown sugar. 1/2 cup of Splenda sugar substitute. Go away. 1 cup of milk. 2 eggs beaten. And 1/2 cup of applesauce. Here's the directions. First, you want to preheat the oven at 325 degrees Fahrenheit. Then you want to mix together the dry ingredients, crushing gently with your hands. Not really recommended, but okay. Then add the wet ingredients and mix together. Pour into the greased 8x8 inch pan and bake for 40 to 45 minutes. Then this will look dried out on top like the brownies do. And if you want, you can add 1/2 cup of chocolate chips. She is sugar free. Yeah. And there you go. So yeah, that's fun. So yeah, that's Yum Yum Chocolate Raisin Bran Bars. Very different. And interesting, too. Anyway, the only reason why I read that is because, I checked it out as part of a tweak. Where, yeah, anyway, and that was a tweak was made 10 hours ago. Well, close to 10 hours ago. But anyway, enough of all that, let's look at some copycat recipes. How about that? Let's look at Applebee's copycat recipes. Applebee's Vegetable Medley. I probably won't care for this, but I'll read it anyway. A zesty, flavorful vegetable blend from the folks at Applebee's posted a response to a recipe request. The cooking time is approximate, though. It's ready in 25 minutes. It serves 4 to 6. You need 13 ingredients, and they are 1/2 pound of cold fresh zucchini, 1/2 pound of cold fresh yellow squash, 1/4 pound of cold red pepper, 1/4 inch julienne cut strips, 1/4 pound of cold carrot, 4 inch sticks, 1/4 pound of cold red onion, 1/4 inch julienne cut strips, 1 small cold corn cob, 1-6 wheel cut, 3 tablespoons of cold butter or 3 tablespoons of margarine, whichever you prefer. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1/2 teaspoon of garlic granules. 1 teaspoon of Worcester sauce. 1 teaspoon of soy sauce. 2 teaspoons of fresh parsley or 2 teaspoons of dried parsley. And 1/2 teaspoon of granulated sugar. Alright, here we go. This might be the last one, guys. Here we go. First, you want to rinse and wash all the vegetables under cold water, and then cut the ends off of the zucchini and squash, then down the center lengthwise. Using the knife, cut into 1/4 inch into 1/4 inch bias half moons. Slice the red pepper in 1/2 and remove the stem, core, and remove the seeds. Cut each half in half, then slice lengthwise into 4 julienne strips. Slice both ends of red onion off, remove the peel and core. Slice lengthwise for a 1/4-inch julienne cut, peel the carrots, then trim the top end of the carrot and narrow bottom end to result in a 4-inch length with somewhat uniform width. Cut each piece in half lengthwise, then cut the halves into quarters. The result should be approximately a 1/4-inch into 4-inch sticks. Heat the butter or margarine in a saute pan over medium heat, taking caution not to scorch. Add the salt, sugar, and garlic too. Add the vegetables. First you want to start the carrots and work back up the list. Denser vegetables take longer to heat, by the way, and cook until hot and crisp and tender. When the vegetables are all in the pan and cooking, add the Worcester sauce, soy sauce, and parsley. Then finally, mix thoroughly and serve. And there you go, that is Applebee's vegetable medley. Anyway, enough of all that. I guess that might be the last one. Yep, I concluded it there, so we'll go ahead and go here to the commercials now. Might as well do that. We'll put this one in. Yeah, okay, there we go. Yeah, let's put this one instead. Alright, there we go. Go back here to music. Yes, top 40. That's what we're playing. I think, again, we are going to play Don't You Worry and Break My Soul. And coming up will be TMZ Celebrities, by the way, of course. That is always the case, so there you go. So, yeah. Anyway, coming up is TMZ Celebrity News at 8:40 a.m., of course. So there you go. Anyway, more of the Jerky Fox Radio Morning Club is coming up. But I still got like a minute and a half left to talk to you guys. But yeah, that movie, The Wild Robot, it was really nice, guys. I would suggest checking it out if it's still in theaters. Independence is playing it. I don't know if Dallas is still playing it. If not, there's always Independence. Just saying. I usually prefer going to Independence anyway because they force DSPs to pay anyway. Whereas Independence, oh no, you don't have to. So, yeah, if you're going to want if you got a DSP and you don't want DSPs to pay, just go to Independence. It's so much easier and it's so much nicer because they don't charge DSPs. And I feel like Dallas is like, I'm not saying they're racist or whatever to DSPs or whatever, but it just doesn't seem fair to them. It just doesn't. So, there you go. Plus, also, I only play one movie every week or so, so there you go. But anyway, enough of all that. Coming up is TMZ Celebrity News at 8:40 a.m. Yep, 8:40 a.m. Right after Black Eyed Peas and Beyonce with Don't You Worry and Break My Soul Respectfully. So there you go. But anyway, more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club is coming up momentarily with TMZ Celebrity News at 8:40 a.m. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Break My Soul by Beyonce, Black Eyed Peas, Shakira, David Guetta, Don't You Worry, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, we're now in TMZ Celebrity News. Now, I did try to do this on the tablet to see if the read more links would let me load them up in new tabs, but guess what? Same thing again, it would not work. So, once again, we're stuck with the lowly computer. As we always say, course, we still got the same story. At least I think this is the same story. I don't remember. It was Dua Lipa, but close enough. And she's serving up slices and grabbing New York pizza and a backless top, whatever that means. But anyway, she's grabbing a slice already. Dua Lipa stepped fresh out of the oven, looking scalding hot while grabbing pizza in New York City, waving to bewildered onlookers and sharing with some of her compatriots on the sidewalk. The singer-songwriter hit the Big Apple Tuesday afternoon, walking and talking with a camera crew during an interview, and marched right into Joe's Pizza for a few slices. Yep. Dua Lipa, wearing a backless metallic top and low-rise jeans, nervously waves hello to other patrons in the pizzeria before grabbing her slices off the counter and writing them out to several people outside. Let's see what this is about. Let's keep reading. Thankfully, the computer will let us do this. That's nice. Alright, let's get out of that. Alright, she and her crew share the treats on the sidewalk, with Dua Lipa ripping off a pepperoni and popping it into her mouth, before she recommends they head back down the street away from the pizza parlor because of all the commotion she caused. After all, she is a very popular singer, after all. Dua leaves soon after, but it seems like she and her squad enjoyed their little impromptu pizza party before she bolted. Dua's pizza choices went over better than when she recently revealed her strange drink concoction, a recipe that did make celeb chef Gordon Ramsay gag. There's a post here on X that says, Gordon Ramsay spits out Dua Lipa's Diet Coke, pickle juice, and jalapeno drink recipe. Dua Lipa, for God's sake, girl, you'll ruin your vocal cords, man! Well, at least he didn't curse, at least. I see why am I, whatever that means. I'll have to look it up later, but Dua Lipa recently shared a video where she showed fans a drink she loves. Of course, it was a mixture of Diet Coke, pickles, and pickle juice, and jalapeno juice. You would have to watch the clip to see his reaction. It sounds like Dua Lipa wouldn't last long on MasterChef. Yeah, she wouldn't. But anywho, Joe's Pizza may want to hire Dua, because clearly she could serve looks and slices after all. Really. Yep. Anyway, enough of all that. Let's move on to something. I think this is related to Hurricane Milton, I think. Tropicana goes down with a boom. Oh, this may be something different, but the fireworks are kicking off a grand implosion. The Tropicana, famed Las Vegas Strip Hotel Casino, ended its nearly 70-year run with a show-stopping display, courtesy of fireworks, drones, and 2,000 pounds of explosives. Check it out. Before the huge amount of explosives were detonated, the famed resort thanked Sin City for its many years, setting off colorful fireworks and putting on a drone presentation made up of 555 drones to create a casino chip design that featured the Tropicana logo. Nice. As the light show came to a close, the Tropicana stood tall for a few moments before crumbling to the ground in less than 30 seconds, bringing with it the hotel's iconic history of Louis Armstrong and Frank Sinatra performances, Foley Benjarin shows, and more. Oh, man. I might have to play that. That might have been it. The demolition occurred in the early hours of Wednesday morning and marked the city's first implosion in years. The property was torn down to make room for an MLB stadium ahead of the Athletics' move from Oakland, California, to Las Vegas. Aw, man. Arik Knowles, the Tropicana's general manager and vice president of hospitality, told the crowd Wednesday not to think of the demolition as an ending, rather the beginning of something even greater. while intimate invite-only event was hosted to take in the implosion, countless tourists reportedly flocked to Nevada City to see the damage. Not only did room rates spike in the hotels near the demolition site, but the neighboring Mandalay Bay even hosted a watch party on its rooftop. Leaving the Vegas to turn a construction zone into a good time after all, really. Alright, let's see if we have time for one more story. This is about Cookie Monster, me need cookies ASAP, and the driver is dressed like a character seen speeding. Cookie Monster needs to put the desserts down and pick up a driver's handbook, because a person dressed like the famous Muppet was caught speeding on camera in Germany. Photos that were taken in the city of Dortmund by a roadside camera were captured by a person, blue suits on and big googly eyes, focused straight ahead on the road. The sweet tooth monster was reportedly going 60 miles per hour in a 50 mile per hour zone, so it wasn't not about the most egregious offense we ever heard, but I guess Ammo probably wouldn't be too happy about the reckless. We'll try to read this. I don't know how long it's going to be, though. But on a more serious note, cops say wearing a big costume like this can obscure a person's vision, and they're saying that Cookie Monster is lucky not to have ended up in the hospital after all. Cookie Monster faces a €40 fine, if he's ever caught, that is. So he better lie now on Sesame Street for a while, that is. And maybe hide in Oscar the Crouch's trash can, too. The car is reportedly registered to a 57-year-old man in the nearby town of Hagen, but it's hard to tell who was driving the vehicle, given the skies late last month. But bottom line, Cookie Monster may have been late for a hang with his Sesame Street pals, but he better be careful, or he might have ended up having to fork over some cookie dough. In other words, money. Anyway, that's enough of all that. That's it for TMZ Celebrity News. We're going to include it there and for our commercial in. There you go. So, yeah. Anyway, it was read free stories. That was nice. So I'm happy for that. Alright, so let's see what we can play here. Alright, we're gonna have to make this quick. Let's play Music for a Sushi Restaurant by Harry Styles. And let's see here. Bad Habit by Steve Lacy makes common sense. And yes, coming up in the next segment, we're gonna play Pokemon Go, by the way, of course. We're going to kick it off by playing it on my phone. You already knew that, of course. So there you go. The second half is coming up, of course. I'm trying to figure out, I might have to go over just a teeny bit. But of course, that's always the case. But you know what? It doesn't matter. I think we'll go over just a teeny bit. But anyway, coming up is Pokemon Go at 9 a.m. We'll play as Jesse Hack 95 in the fourth segment, I guess you could say. But anyway, Pokemon Go is coming up at 9 a.m., as always, so stay tuned. The second half of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club is coming up momentarily. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. Lost my train of thought. Oh yeah, Music for a Sushi Restaurant by Harry Styles. I should have just looked at the notebook there. That stuff always happens to me, doesn't it? Anyway, enough of all that. Let's play Pokemon Go. This thing over with. Let it load up here. Yep. Alright, it says right here, Sailor Surroundings, yada yada yada, whatever. Alright. So much walk with Venture Sync, not really a whole lot, but I think that's just because Now, I don't really have any Pokemon in gyms right now, so I don't really can earn any coins at all, so, but, oh well. But at least the tablet can get in these two nearby gyms. That's nice. Huh. A-Ron? What about A-Ron here? What's about A-Ron? Like some A-Ron event? Well, Slowpoke was... No, Galarian Slowpoke, I believe, was the, featured thing yesterday. Last night, I should say. There's like two A-Rons here. That's interesting. Is that like something new? Well, it wasn't something new. What's this about? Oh. Claim now. I still gotta get one more stamp to, earn... get the box. Yep. What is going on here? Why is it still saying I have missions completed? I don't. Unless if it's under special. Yeah, there's nothing here. Go away. There we go. Now it's gone. It could be weird sometimes, I'll admit that. Anyway, so Viper, Numberry, Ultra Ball, here we go. And it broke free. But I think that wasn't really my best throw, I will admit. So I do apologize for that. Ah, I hate when it does that. Alright, let's see if this will work. Didn't look too promising, though. Okay, that worked. I don't think it's gonna be worth anything if I had to guess. Yeah. I'll just hold on to it anyway, just for trading. Here's the other one. It's just an A-Ron again. It's just the one that... It's hard to explain, but yeah, you get the idea. Oh, that should have been, at the very least, a nice or great throw, but it was not. But it stayed at least to make up for it. Yeah, let's just throw that away. Alright, here's Beldum again. Since it's so teeny and tiny, I'll just throw a candy berry at it. Use a great ball. Oop. Help if... Okay, great throw. Great. Sorry you can't hear anything out of this box or phone or whatever. It's just how it's gotta be. It's just for some reason I just can't get going. Have it turned off. We'll do Cottony next. Probably numb it down if I had to. And use a great ball. Usually these ones are very hard to catch. I wouldn't be surprised if it'd break free. Yep. Alright, let's do this one instead. We'll use the great ball again. Now we've got a great photo of a great ball. Makes common sense. Looks like it stayed in. Yep. Alright. And it's short, too. I'll just throw it away anyway. Short ain't gonna make any difference anyway. Told you I don't have any events completed. What is your deal? Do I really have to scroll for all of this and be done with it? Yep, that did it. It wants me to scroll for everything in the special research. That's weird. Anyway, I don't really see anything else here. They knocked me out of Old Mill, but what's interesting is it's still red, and there is room there. I'll probably just get in that and probably put, like, Incineroar or Premuria in there if I had to guess. Because I don't have any Pokemon gems. If I don't have any Pokemon gems, then I ain't gonna earn any coins. They're probably just gonna force me to buy them in the shop. I'm probably gonna have to get out again, guys. I can't stay out in the house any longer. I gotta get out more. I'm sorry, that's all I'm going to tell you. It's time to get out more. If you don't have any Pokemon in gyms, you just got to get out more. That's all I'm going to say. It's just a double-edged sword. That's literally what it is. It's unfortunate the way things have to be, but that's just how it's gotta be. But anyway, there's really nothing else here to do, so I don't think there's any raids. Well, there is one. It's actually a 3-star. Yeah, I'm not gonna bother with that. And I do have Zamazenta, but I haven't entered mine in yet. I don't know when the showcase ends. I'll probably do that today, assuming it hasn't ended. I don't think it ends today. We'll see when it ends, but, for now, I'll probably enter mine in today, probably at Birch Park or something like that. We'll see. But we'll see what happens. But anyway, enough of all that. But I know for a fact I am going to be, putting at least one in the gym, probably if I had to guess Old Mill or probably killing the old gyms. I'm not even gonna probably bother with, Jesse Wild, but I don't know. We'll see. Speaking of Jesse Wild, we'll probably play with him later. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Last time we played with him yesterday, all we were really doing was slimming down. I think we'll play with him in the next segment coming up next, and then after that we'll try to read a full weather report, because again, we kind of failed to do so because my ad blocker was being a little bit irreversible for whatever reason. So yeah, that was fun. Anyway, we're gonna go here to the commercials tab here, of course, and I am just gonna go ahead and put a commercial in this. So that should suffice. Music top 40. Here we go. And I think we're going to play, let's play Vegas by Doja Cat, and actually I'm not going to play Vegas by Doja Cat. That's being too much overplay. I'm going to play Boyfriend by Dev Cameron. It's not one of my most favorites, but deal with it. Actually, you know what, I'm going to play Anime. 2-minute last-minute decisions, deal with it. And after that, I know I've been playing this quite a bit before, but we're going to play Rain Up the Hill, a deal with God. Deal with it, as it's the deal with God. So, yeah, of course. And after that, we'll play as Jesse Wild 223, of course. You already knew that. But anyway, enough of all that. Coming up, after commercial break, will be Imagine Dragons, JID, Arcane, and League of Legends with Enemy. And then Kate Bush, Rain Up the Hill, A Deal with God. And following that, I believe we'll play Pokemon Go, this time on the tablet. The iPad, I should say, but whatever, same thing. So, there you go. Anyway, we'll be right back. I don't know, I may just have to start early because the song, Rain Up the Hill, is longer. But I think we'll just start it, we'll just cut off at 9:10 anyway, what the heck. Anyway, coming up is playing with Pokemon Go with Jesse Wild 223, which is my helper count on Team Instinct, Team Yo, whatever. Anyway, we'll be right back right after this. Don't go away with the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club at 9:20. Yep. That was Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush and Enemy by Imagine Dragons right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Yep. Anyway, it is now time to play Pokemon Go on the iPad. So where's the volume control on this? There it is. Okay, turn it up. Stay aware of your surroundings. Do not trespass while playing Pokemon Go. Alright. November Community. What is this about? Oh, it's Mankey. We're excited to announce that Mankey, the pig monkey Pokemon, will be featured during November Community Day on November 10th, which is a Sunday, from 2 to 5 p.m. Alright, here it is. 2X Catch Candy, 3X Catch XP, Special Evolution Requirement, for Primate. and more, and involve Mankey or Primate during the event or up to 5 hours afterward. You have Primate for Enhylate that knows the charge attack Rage Fist. And you can learn more on Pokemon Go Live, yada yada yada, whatever. Anyway, let's get out of that. Alright, someone sent us gifts, nice. Alright, someone saved our postcard, that's great. I don't have a lucky egg, I'll have to buy one. I don't really feel like doing that, but we can check and see what she received. A sticker and Stardust, it's not really a whole lot, but, oh well. I didn't really walk a whole lot. Again, I probably should put my watch on. I haven't been charged a whole lot. Here's a Shinx. I really want to catch this guy again. Let's see. Oh, Great Ball. This might do the trick. Yep, Great Throw. Let's see if this does it. At least on here you can see the sound of here, the sound effects at least. Alright, looks like some mission was completed. Have to go away. Okay, it's worth nothing. I'll just hold on to it anyway. And I guess we'll get the. Yep. Alright, we'll do that, Professor. Sort of redeeming. Okay, this is a Galarian Mr. Mime. Nice. Screw you too. Better use a Great Ball then. Cause it didn't even it just deflected it. It didn't even do anything with it. It didn't even care. It was a total waste. But we got it. It's a new one too. I don't really care about transferring 10 Pokemon. Just a bonus tax, who cares? I wonder how much this one was worth. It's a little bit better than the other one. I think this one was zero, I believe. Yeah, I'm gonna throw this one away. At least this one was at least 2 stars, at least. So at least that's a little bit better than the other one. Anyway, either way, yeah, so again, there's only one raid going on, it's just Snorlax, which apparently this account does not have. Actually, none of these Pokemon we have on this account, we're definitely gonna have to get out and do more Pokemon, especially on the tablet. I'll admit that. Because it looks like none of these Pokemon we've caught on the tablet are. All the Pokemon here are new on this tablet for the Helper account. Whereas on my phone it was showing up I had all of them, I think. Yeah, I did. I don't know if I closed off Pokemon Go, though. I don't think I did. I can't remember, though. Yeah, it's still up. Let me try. Yeah, here it is. Okay. Yeah, literally all these Pokemon I have, even Zamazenta. But none of them I have on the Helper account. But of course, that one's just a Helper account, so it's always the case. Okay, another one came up. Abra. Let's see if we can catch this. I'll throw over a Raspberry and use a Great Ball. I don't want to waste that. Alright, see if this works. Probably won't. Probably. Oh, it will. Okay, good. It'll be worth nothing, but I'll probably. Oh, actually, it's heavy and tall. Yeah, it's worth nothing, but whatever. It's the collection challenge complete. I'm happy enough for that. And I'll probably evolve it anyway, unless if I already had a free soul, which I don't think I did, but whatever. I just need that collection challenge complete, which is under events. Yeah? Yep, and now we need to evolve into Kadabra, and then Alakazam, and then we have to do Spiel, and then the next one, and then it's Final Form, the other two, yada yada yada, whatever. Anyway, and Collection 2, which I Getting there, but not quite. We still got 2 days and 10 hours. Needless to say, I really need to get out more now, especially since we don't have anything in gyms. That kind of sucks, doesn't it? So when you don't have anything in gyms, and you don't really want to get out, they force you to buy coins on the shop with your iTunes credit or Google Play Store credit, and that just doesn't seem proper to me. That's just a waste of money. So I think it's just easier just to get out of the house and just do it that way. So yeah, it's a double-edged sword. That's all I'm going to tell you. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway, I think we've done enough with the helper account, so we're going to go back to commercials here. We're going to put our commercial in now. We'll just put this one in. We're already on assisted, so it shouldn't play it automatically. Yep. Alright. There we go. And we will, again, play a 3-minute commercial as always. We'll play something a little bit different. Where are you at? Actually, I wanted to play Essence featuring Tim's last. Let me play Until I Found You. I wanted to save that for last, but I think instead I'll just close it out with Easy On Me by Adele instead. So we'll just do that to make up for it. But anyway, coming up after the commercial break will be Steven Sanchez, Until I Found You, and Essence by Wizkid, featuring Tems, that is. Let me go ahead and write this down to burn off time, just because I can. By the way, there's no Pokemon there on the map right now, on the tablet, if you're wondering, nothing. That's kind of unfortunate. But it is what it is, and sometimes the tablet does lose its location. It's really weird. It never did that on the Android, but the Android really got me on my nerves, so, yeah. That's why I got this iPad. So I wouldn't have to deal with the Android anymore, but now the iPad's been having problems. Well, at least with Pokemon Go, at least. I don't know. Maybe I'm just crazy. But anyway, enough of all that. We still got like a minute left to talk, but again, like I said, it just is what it is. But again, you gotta do what you gotta do. But coming up in the last segment, again, we're going to I'm going to make another attempt to read the weather. I'll just use the weather app this time. I'll try to load it up off the air while we're on commercial break and see if it'll work. I'm pretty sure it will. I might have to, like, set it up or whatever. Usually it just automatically syncs from my phone or whatever. We'll see. If it does work, we'll just use that instead. We'll probably should just use that anyway. But there you go. But anyway, coming up, we'll read the weather, and maybe if we have time, we'll read a news story, if we're lucky. But more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Wednesday, October 9th, 2024. We'll be right back right after this. Don't go away. Yep. October 9th, 2024, Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. We'll be right back. Yep. That was Until I Found You by, that was Essence by Wizkid and Until I Found You by Steven Sanchez. Again, my brain is being fried today. I am so sorry. And apparently we are early, unfortunately, so that's an extra slap in the face. Not really, but whatever. You know, I just realized maybe I should have just played a different song, I guess. Anyway, let's just read the weather and just shut up. Anyway, my location, Dallas, 58 degrees, cloudy, high 66, low 49. Cloudy conditions will continue all day. Wind gusts are up to 8 miles per hour. Here's your outlook. At 10 a.m., it'll be 59. At noon, it'll be 63, cloudy. At 2 p.m., it'll be 66, cloudy. At 4 p.m., cloudy, 66. 6 p.m., 61, cloudy. Pretty much it's going to be cloudy all day. Just overcast in a way. Air quality is good. We'll worry about that later. Six, good. Air quality index is 6, which is similar to yesterday about this time. Wind is 4 miles per hour, with gusts of up to 8 miles per hour. UV index is 1 low. Use sun protection between noon to 3 p.m. Sunset is 6:37 p.m. Sunrise was 7:23 a.m. It feels like 57 degrees because the wind is making it feel cooler. Here's your 10-day forecast. Today will be 66 high, 49 low, with overcast clouds. Tomorrow on Thursday will be partly cloudy with 44 low, 67 high. On Friday will be overcast again with 71 high, 47 low. On Saturday it will be 73 high, 49 low with sunny skies. On Saturday, that is. On Sunday it will be 74 high, 48 low with sunny skies. On Sunday, that is. On Monday it will be 69 high, 49 low with partly cloudy skies. On Tuesday it will be cloudy, overcast with 64 high, 49 low. On next Wednesday, it'll be 63 high, 47 low, with partly cloudy skies. And on Thursday, next Thursday, I should say, it'll be 63 high, 46 low, with partly cloudy skies. And next Friday, it'll be 61 high, 42 low, with partly cloudy skies. The moon phase is a waxing crescent, of course. So there you go. Our next full moon will be in 8 days. That will be on, it'll be on October 17th, if I had to guess. So that'll be fun. And I guess that's all I can read here, so, for the most part. So there you go. That's fun. But that was the weather for you guys. At least, that way we can avoid the commercials and everything. So that's nice. But anyway, enough of all that. I'm going to try and see if we can read a news story. I'm just going to try to do this pretty quickly. I don't really know what else we can do. Again, I really wish our first segment, in fact, a lot of segments, I wouldn't say all of them. I think it was just the first segment that really kind of got me fried off to start there. So yeah, that was fun. No, I don't want to donate. Alright, let's see what we got here. Let's see here. Entertainment. Movie reviews. We Live in Time with Andrew Garfield. The Apprentice with Trump, Piece by Piece, Don't Care About the Joker, White Bird, True Life Addiction Drama, The Outrun, here it is, The Wild Robots. I'm going to read this as quickly as possible, but we saw this yesterday. Alright, here we go. Movie review, visually stunning, emotionally powerful, with The Wild Robot is everything. Posted by Mark Kennedy. This was posted back on September 25th because the movie actually came out in September. But here we go. It was created by DreamWorks Animation and Universal Pictures. In the opening scenes of The Wild Robot, a chirpy metal android with a state-of-the-art processing unit wanders around the forest asking confused animals if it can help them, offering discount codes and stickers for future customers. Did anyone order me? It asks. We did, it turned out. This adaptation of Peter Brown's winning middle grade novel is an absolute movie triumph. A soulful, sweet, sad animated journey that may have your kids asking why you're tearing up so much, really. It is destined to be ordered and reordered. Chris Sanders, the writer-director of How to Train Your Dragon, The Croods, and Disney's Lilo and Stitch, yep, is the writer and director here after all. The assignment is daunting. Turn a beloved book with a few illustrations into a full-length movie without losing its tangy heart. Sanderson just nailed it. He lasered it. The Wild Robot is the fish out of the water tale of a futuristic helper robot who ends up marooned on an island when a storm sinks its container ship. It learns to adapt and connect with its critters it has no programming for, even adopting the cutest gosling you ever seen. Sorry, Ryan. The robot, Rosium Unit 7134, or just Roz for short, is voiced by Lupita Nyong in a spectacularly Nyong's performance, sprightly robotic at first and eventually natural and wry. The other voice actors, Pedro Pascal, Catherine O'Hara, Bill Nighy, Kate Connor, Stephanie Hsu, Mark Hamill, Matt Berry, and Vin Yan Rhymes, aren't just hired guns that other animated movies used to entice an audience, but each is wonderfully calibrated, too. The movie keeps the basic structure of the book that ups some characters, like elevating the importance of Pascal's Red Fox, and has a tendency to go to a little Hollywood, like setting a robot army after Roz and setting everything on fire. But it never does lack. The visual effects are startling, and its soul is indeed intact. The Wild Robot is often a story about programming, natural and artificial, and how that can help and hinder. "I do not have the programming to be a mother," Roz tells a mother possum. "A suburb O'Hara," she replies. "None of us does." Roz has ended up on an island where survival of the fittest and instinct are the rule, where animals don't sing and dance but struggle and hunt each other. "Kindness is not survival skill," our robot is told by the fox. The Wild Robot is also a celebration of adoption and found families. The push and pull of being a parent is there, as is a celebration of friendship. And there is death, an honest reminder of the struggle to stay alive. Visually, it is stunning. A textured world that is almost painterly. You can see snowflakes settle on mottled fur, moss on rocks, individual leaves in a den. The images of a tree covered in butterflies is so spectacular, it should be a poster we can all frame. No offense to Roz, though, but regular computer generated efforts like Transformers 1, yes, we're looking at you, it just looks lackluster in comparison. Oof. Roz accidentally causes the death of a goose family, save for an unbroken, egg. I'm probably just gonna read all this and just go over, by the way. I just wanna read all this. That orphan is now Roz's obligation. She must teach you to eat, swim and fly, accumulating in winter migration. And she must face tough questions about how a robot came to raise a little goose. "He found where he belongs," Roz says with cheerful sadness when her gosling swims to a group of geese. But his home is an air theme. Roz feels the pull to return to her factory, but only out of obligation. Her heart is on this island and the friends she has made, especially after making a safe place for all the creatures during the freezing winter. Her kindness changes the way the animals see each other, even if it cannot change their appetites. Being a mother also changes Roz, too, unmooring her from her ones and zeros, making her improvise and even willing to break some rules, like learning to lie to create a creative bedtime story. A bust-up robot from the shipwreck is stunned by what Roz has become when she stops by to consult. "You should not feel anything at all. As for you, you're going to have all the feels. Surrender. Is this the best animated movie of the year?" "Totally. So far. It might even be the best movie of the year. I'll see the Oscars, Roz." The Wild Robot, a universal release in theaters Friday, it's already out by the way, is rated PG for action, peril, and thematic elements. Running time, 101 minutes, obviously. 4 out of 4 stars. According to him. But you get the idea. Anyway, we did go over, but I wanted to. But anyway, we'll hurry up and get this break in and end the show here. Maybe I should just do a 3-minute break. Yeah, let's just do that, because And we did go over. We're already going over anyway. So there you go. And maybe this could give me an opportunity to play shorter songs now. I did want to close out with Easy on Me. Let's play, Get Into It, Yeah, and, Easy on Me by Adele. Alright, that should work. Anyway, thanks for listening to Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. I will see you on Friday, very likely. Goodbye, everyone.